Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Full EV or plug-in hybrid? Go electric with Kia. For more, log on to kia.com.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. And joe at rte.ie is a simple email. We've spoken to a lot of people who have been in hospital, and a lot of them returned from hospital with COVID-19. But what's it been like for other patients who have been in hospital in the lockdown, given that there's no visitors to any patients in any hospital and very, very, very little contact? Well, unfortunately, Milena Novak is in hospital. She's been in hospital since the 20th of April. Milena, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
How are you keeping?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. You know, it was a horrific car crash and there was another person killed. What's been... So do you want to detail your injuries? Because, and a warning to people, they are...
Yeah, I never thought I'd be put in this position, to be honest. It's an unforgettable accident that have happened, and I'll forever remember it. And I have severe injuries. I had actually a few injuries. One of them was a cut to my head, broken rib, my lung injury, my lung collapse. I had my arm, and my arm was broke also. I'm just after getting my cast off it, so I have a little bit more mobility now and some focus on. One of my legs was a little bit fractured, but it's not too bad. I'm coming back with it now. But the most serious being was my leg injury to my left leg. It was completely crushed in the accident. I have my knee ligaments are out of place. Along with my bones, my ankle was really damaged, and so was my foot. So I'm left. I have a big fixator on my leg, which is holding my leg together now. And the only thing I'm left with is basically hope and time now. It was really badly injured. I don't know what it's going to bring now. There's a possibility of me having it amputated because that's how bad it's after getting. Professor Harty, one of the best ones, orthopedics in Cork, have operated my leg, and he said it's in the worst condition he did ever operate a leg. But he said that I'm young, I'm fit, there could be a possibility I could get back on my feet, but I will have serious mobility issues in future if this do come true. My leg will be fused. My foot will be fused with my ankle. So basically, I won't have any movement with my foot. And my knee would be, I'll have a stiff leg. I'll need a lot of years of physiotherapy to try to get it moving again. And I'll be lucky to get it to a 90 degree angle, basically. And at the minute, I'm left with a little infection. Well, not so little, but I have an infection in the leg. So we're trying to concentrate on curing this first before thinking about anything else.
And the infection is in the left leg, which was severely damaged.
That's the one, yes. Okay.
So it's really important to knock down that infection.
That's, if we don't, I'll be looking at an amputation. Because the infection will just basically spread.
I don't go into it in any detail, but the car you were in hit a wall. Did you lose? Do you remember waking up, Milena?
Yeah. I remember a lot. I remember a lot from the accident. I remember hitting the wall, and I remember waking up in the car. It's a memory that I'll stick with me forever.
And did you realise when you woke up how serious the injuries were?
No. Oh, Jesus. That's one thing that I never realised, to be honest with you. I was in such a shock that I didn't know what was really going on. I kind of woke up and I was like, oh, Jesus, we did hit the wall. You know, the last thing I remembered was the wall and then hitting it. And I didn't feel any pain. I felt a shock. I just felt that I have to get myself out. I was the first time being in an accident. I didn't know whether the car is going to go on fire or what's going to happen, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, and how soon did the emergency services arrive? Do you remember how long you were?
I was a while. The accident happened around 5 a.m. in the morning. And I remember there was cars that stopped. A lady called Tina, she came over to help me. Okay. She was by my side all along. And I didn't think I was that serious. I was actually thinking I'm just going to go off and get checked and come back home. Like, I was telling Tina, I was like, Tina, get my car key, get my phone. And, you know, like, just lift me up. I have to go home. I have an assignment due in the morning. I said, you know, I just didn't think it was that serious.
Wow. And when did you realise it was as serious as it is now?
I didn't realise that. I was in Watford Hospital, and when I was in there, I didn't think it was that serious because I still didn't feel any pain. I was in so much shock. I didn't see my injuries either, you know. I didn't see my face. I didn't see what was going on. I knew my injuries were really serious after my operation. My operation was a 10-hour operation, just to my leg and my arm. Mm-hmm. And after the doctors came over to see me, they said it is very serious, and they can't really say just yet what's going to happen. But I knew it was serious when, after 3 weeks, they took me down to the TAR to take down the dressing and just see how my skin graft and all the rest is healing. So when I seen this part, for the first time when I seen my leg since, all the memories just came back of it all. And it was an experience I won't forget either. And I realized then how serious it is, how damaged my leg was. All I thought was that I'll have only a little scar, you know, like, you know, they put the bones back in together and, you know, stitched it up and everything will be fine. But my leg is just disformed now. It's just a different leg.
And I know from Rebecca was talking to you earlier on, you're deeply, deeply, deeply upset that the other person in the car, Dean O'Neill, unfortunately was killed in that tragedy. So you've gone through, his family are going through hell, I'm sure. But you're going through a really, really tough time, Milena. It really is. And Milena, stay there with us, because the man who contacted us about you, by the way, let me ask the question that I started on. What has it been like being in hospital since April the 20th? Have you seen anybody?
It's a different experience. Firstly, I was never in a hospital for too long. I never had a bone broken in my body. At the beginning, to be honest, it is hard being away from your family now, especially when I am after getting myself a little bit mentally and physically together. For the first few weeks, because I am traumatized over what happened, I believe the first few weeks were very important for me and my mental health. Like, I got to deal with my own emotions and my own feelings. I believe that it was good that I didn't have a lot of visitors, because I was going through a lot, and I think if people were coming on top of me, and I wouldn't be able to deal with it all, you know. But after, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, when I kind of came a little bit, realized what really did happen when it did hit me, you know, that's when I started missing my family, like missing my son, missing, like, you know, some comfort. I needed it. So I still couldn't see no one. I got to see my mother after 4 weeks, and she was allowed to bring me in basically some in fresh clothes, and she was only allowed in for 10 minutes. And that was the most amazing and the most heartbreaking 10 minutes in my life also, because she came in and she had an apron on her and a mask on her and protecting gloves, and she had to stay 2 meters away from me. And, you know, it's just because I got to see her and I couldn't hug her, I couldn't touch her, I couldn't do nothing, you know, like we just basically cried from happiness that we got to see each other and, you know, over everything. And after the 10 minutes when she left, it broke my heart that I'm still being left here on my own in this hospital and, you know, isolated from everything that I know. Like,
and what age is your Tyler? What age your son?
So my little boy is 5. Oh, he's amazing. He has been so strong throughout it all. I'm a single mother. So, you know, it was basically always just me and him, you know. And he was so, so strong. He got to see me after 5 weeks. But that's because I said it to my social worker over here that have been coming in, you know, just to talk to me because the counseling service is not available in this hospital here. No, so I was getting a social worker, you know, just to speak to like each week. And I said it to him, I won't do it any longer. It's 5 weeks. I'm missing my son. My son is missing his mommy also. I need to see him. I need to, for my mental well-being, I need to see my son. I can't carry on other than that. I don't see any hope. Like, you know, my life have changed, like, you know, physically and mentally. Like, and we got to, he arranged it. I got to see my son, but I got to see him for an hour because I said it won't be fair if he's only allowed to come in for 10 minutes and then you expect him to leave. So we got it for an hour, and it was the most amazing hour in my life, to be honest with you, since everything. It felt like, oh, he was born again. Like the first day I held him in my hands again when he came in, and I seen the happiness he had in his eyes, you know, to see me. To see me, and I just got so much strength in me. I just seen that he's not looking any way different on me, and that I'm still his mommy, that he needs me, you know. So it's, oh, it was amazing. And I got to, basically, I can see, I got to see him then a week and a half later again, and I am allowed to see him, but it's under my own risk now because I do have the infection. My immune system is very low, so we are trying to limit the visit with my son, you know. So I'm getting to see him maybe 8 days or something like.
And are you in any physical pain, Milena?
I was at the beginning, I was in a lot of pain, you know, after the surgeries and everything. I didn't get out of the bed for 3 weeks. I was in one position, just in the bed. And after 3 weeks, they got me out onto a wheelchair to sit out. And the pain was unreal in my leg, in my hand sometimes, my ribs. My ribs were very sore. My breathing was sore. I can just remember the only pain from the whole accident and being in hospital. I remember my breathing was very, very painful. It's just taking each breath and, you know, the lung was collapsed and, you know, my ribs were sore. So it was very painful. But after, like, I was on strong medication also. So I believe that helped me a lot. Now we're after reducing my medication. So I am feeling less pain. Like sometimes it will come at me, mostly in my leg, like, oh. I'm coping well with it.
Milena, the person who contacted us about you is Paul Kelly. Paul, good afternoon.
Joe, how are you?
Good. And Tyler is your nephew, is that right? Your wife's nephew.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the connection, okay.
Through marriage, we've got a family connection. Milena reached out to me, Joe, last week. It was last Saturday, and asked could I help, and I'm from a broadcasting background. I don't broadcast anymore, but I felt that I could do something, and I did do something. Within a week, we put on Milena's Day. We had massive interaction on social media, both here and in Poland and around Europe and around in America. And during that week, I'd been speaking constantly to Milena about what we were going to do, and the love and support and the energy and the positivity that I heard from Milena's voice just gave me the will to do this. And just listen to her talking now. She's such a wonderful, inspirational young woman who's gone through so much and yet sounds so vibrant and positive and articulated while she's even talking to you. Because before she came on air, she was petrified and nervous. Yeah. But I'm very proud of her.
Thank you.
And as you say that, Paul, about her injuries, there's also the prospect, isn't there, Milena, of what's ahead of you?
It's just not knowing what's ahead of me. It's only hope and time now at the minute. It's like not knowing is the killer thing over here now.
Yeah. Paul, like the list of injuries are just beyond belief. The leg injury, especially the broken arm, the broken wrist, the collapsed lung, the head injury, the injuries to the other leg, the knee injuries, the ankle. What was the phrase that I think you used in your communication with us, that your ankle got ripped out? It's just your foot is shattered. It was like if you dropped a glass. That's what one of the medics said to you. So what's Milena's day, Paul?
Milena's day was the day that we got together, 9 DJs. We broadcasted from 1 o'clock to 10 o'clock at night. We just played every song for Milena. We did every request for Milena. And Milena, at the end of it then, as she said openly herself, that she had to take 2 days off because she was so bombarded with texts of goodwill and joy and everything. And we set up a GoFundMe page too, Joe, if you'd like me to mention that.
Yeah, please do. Absolutely.
It's GoFundMe.com. And because the thread is so long, people won't get the whole thread. So I'm just going to make it simple. You just log on to GoFundMe.com. Type in Milena, M-I-L-E-N-A, Novak, N-O-W-A-K, and on the search, and then you'll find that page. And please, if you can donate and help this young lady get back to normality, get back to her son, get back to the community that love her, get back to her family that loves her. And as you can hear from her voice, she's such an inspiration. She really is. She's been through a traumatic period in her life. And to talk openly like that and to talk so confidently like that. And I know she's been suffering from anxiety and she didn't want to do this, but look what she's done. She's done an impressive interview and I'm very proud of her.
And Milena, as you've detailed, even in the best case scenario, which is the scenario we all hope for you, Milena, even in the best case scenario, Professor Hart, you said, you will be different in terms of your mobility.
I will be. I'll never walk the same again. I won't be able to run again. I won't be able to do a lot of things again, like, you know, but I'll keep on fighting for the best mobility I can get. Like, hopefully, I don't know. I just want to get back on my feet.
And the any money raised in the GoFundMe page through Paul Kelly will be...
It'll help me so much. It'll take a lot of pressure off my back even just to come home and know, and
you're going to have to make changes to your house, to wherever, I don't know where you're living. Anyway, the list is endless. Milena, you're incredibly brave. By the way, that woman, Tina... Because the accident happened. Did you? I know you want to thank her. Did you ever find out her name or where she lived? The woman that sat with you.
I know she's still amazing. She's still texting me every weekend, brilliant. Checking up on me. She's done an amazing job. Thank you, Tina.
Okay, you're on a WhatsApp, so it's a bit, it's coming and going there a bit. But that woman, Tina, that she sat with you as you were in the car, obviously. Because you were conscious of that.
No.
What'd she do? Okay.
No, I got out of the car myself, to be honest with you. And
oh my God.
I got so much strength in myself. I got myself out of that car and I was on the ground. I couldn't basically lift myself back up. I didn't have this much strength now. But she was by my side all along. She put a little blanket over me. And, you know, she kept on talking to me. We were talking about my college, I remember. She was very, very good.
That's incredible. Okay, Milena, continued recovery. I hope that you're in great hands there in Cork. I hope the infection in the short term is knocked down. That's really important.
I'd like to thank everyone for all the kindness and all the support, all the lovely messages that I have received, for the generosity of people that have helped me and given me so much strength to get through this journey. It's incredible. Thank you very much.
Okay. Milena, kind regards to you and beautiful Tyler as well and your family. And the Polish connection, Milena, is that you... Were you born in Poland?
No. I was born in Poland and I moved over when I was like 5 or 6. So I'm here most of my life now.
And that accent is Wexford, isn't it?
Esther might as well be Irish at this stage.
You are. Hopefully things will get better. Paul Kelly,
please,
thanks.
God, fingers crossed.
Okay, Paul, what do you want to say to Milena before we finish?
Milena, I want to say that you're an inspiration. To hear you talking to Joe like this is just remarkable. Last week we had a different conversation. This week you're a different person. So all this has only proven that your positivity, the community, the Polish community, the New Ross community, it's all been good for you. And if I could just mention the GoFundMe page again, GoFundMe.com. Type in Milena Novak, N-O-W-A-K, and please donate. And thank you, Joe.
Okay, well done, Paul. And by the way, Milena is only 22. Incredible.
Yeah.
Incredible bravery. Okay, look after, we put the details at the GoFundMe page up on our website. Thanks, Milena Novak. And Milena, Godspeed now with your recovery. And regards to all the medics in University Hospital Cork. Thank you both, and Paul Kelly.